This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The big news of the day is McGregor Mayweather. It's on. It's on.
Like Donkey Kong?
Yep. What was your first thought when you saw that the fight was on?
Relief.
Really?
Relief, yeah. I'm like, phew, all right, let's just... I'm glad that, you know, we discussed yesterday about the date. Does this date mean anything? Like, hey, it might, you know, and okay, let's get it going. And knowing that they're both training for it, good. I'm glad they got it done. I want to see it. I think it's going to be a horrible fight, but I want to see it.
I don't get it.
Well, you do.
I don't get the I want to see it. It's going to be horrible.
Yeah, and you do. You do. Come on. You do.
But
it's a spectacle.
What I don't get is that everybody wants to see this.
Yes.
You know, the only thing I could think of, and I was trying to think of a comp, something else in sports that everybody think is going, as a competition, is going to suck, but everybody wanted to see it. The only thing I could think of was the first Dream Team. As a competition, we knew nobody could hold a candle to them. We knew that they were not going to get beat.
I guess in that... regarded somewhat similar the way you phrased that.
What else would you put in the category? I mean, I'm willing to listen to anything else.
Huh?
What else would you put into that category?
Did I not?
No, I'm on mic when I'm sorry. I don't know how that happened. I didn't hit that button.
Like, that's my line when I talk when the microphone's on.
What else would you put into that category?
Well, I'm trying to think, like going like fish out of water type stuff, which isn't really fish out of water, but watching tremendous athletes are able to compete in two sports that you just didn't know. I mean, we knew Bo Jackson was a great athlete. Do we know he's going to excel in both of those sports? No, we didn't know it was going to be like that. I don't expect that Conor McGregor is going to be the next great boxer. I just don't. So in a way, this is kind of like Tim Tebow going into baseball years later, Michael Jordan going into baseball years later. But yet not quite because, I mean, boxing is part of mixed martial arts. So I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think you might be in the minority, Gator, as in you know it's going to suck, but you want to see it. Because I think a lot of people that want to see it think Conor McGregor has a real shot of winning this thing.
Well, what was the stat you saw or the poll you saw who's going to win the fight?
There was tons of early polls last night as soon as this fight got announced of who do you think will win, Mayweather or McGregor. And it was honestly 60-40 Mayweather. That is way too low for Mayweather. It should be 99-1 Mayweather.
This is where you need to find these people and bet with them.
No, these people are all talk, Doug. They're all talk.
They won't bet?
They won't bet. And then they'll be so convinced that Conor's going to win, but then when they bet you, they'll go, well, I want odds. Well, what happened? I thought you said Conor was going to knock him out. No doubt. Well, who needs odds when you know your guy's going to knock him out?
Then they really don't think he's going to win.
They really don't think he's going to win.
But
will these people put any money on the fight legitimately? Go, oh, you know, it's just $100. I'll throw $100 down and I have a chance to win.
Yeah, that's different. A chance to win $700 or whatever.
Yeah, $1,000 or whatever.
Here's the question. Is anyone going to refuse to buy this fight as a bit of a protest?
A protest?
Well, because they know it's going to suck. And they're like, I'm not falling for this. Everybody says that this is a giant money grab. And I don't blame anyone for doing it, but I can see how, look, people get mad at the Lions because they make money.
I will say this. I think that there will be people that will protest and say, I'm not paying for it. And they'll go to their friend's house who is paying for it.
Yep.
I will not pay
a dime for this fight.
I'm not going to pay for this. I mean, I'll go to your house and watch
it. People over,
yeah.
I mean,
I'll bring a six-pack, I'm not going to.
Is it going to be dip?
Yeah.
Toast points?
Other toast points. Yeah.
Will you refuse to buy this fight or go even watch this fight?
I'll watch it just for the introductions. You can have Buffer versus Buffer. Right?
Isn't that essentially the end of the competition, the introductions? All the talk is going to be great. The introductions are going to be great, and then the fight will start.
See, but here's where I think it could be wildly entertaining. Do I think Conor McGregor has a legitimate shot? No. Do I think he has like a puncher's chance? I suppose anybody has that puncher's chance. But I think what could be entertaining during the fight is because Floyd has his defensive style of fighting and McGregor is very offensive-minded. Yeah. He's very aggressive. And yet I think he's also very smart. He knows he's not going to play into his hands. So what Conor could do is stand in the middle of the ring and egg on Floyd Mayweather. The trash talking in the ring could be epic from Conor McGregor because he wants to put on, he is the showman. He wants to put on a good show. He also wants to win, but chasing Floyd around isn't going to get him the win.
Here's an interesting comp as to something like this we've seen in sports before. Scott writes in, this is Evel Knievel trying to go over the Snake River Canyon. It will be ridiculously not close, but so compelling you just can't ignore it. How about that?
It's like Teddy Atlas, the ESPN boxing analyst for ESPN, obviously. he said last night.
And sometimes basketball analyst.
Yeah. Listen, if you want to come see and be entertained and see a circus, go ahead and buy it and watch it. If you're looking for any kind of athletic competition, go turn somewhere else because this is not what it's going to be. Mayweather's going to embarrass Conor in the ring. But everything leading up to the fight is going to be entertaining. And even during the fight when all the trash talking going on, that's going to be entertaining. But if you're looking for a boxing fight, this isn't it.
Well, I think it's going to be somewhat interesting to watch because I'm curious to see what Conor would look like as an actual boxer and not an MMA fighter, not worried. Is a sprawl good? Is he going to be able to get a guy in a Muay Thai clinch? When's he going to go in for a takedown? No, it's just boxing, just straight up boxing. Because I've seen plenty of actual professional boxers that look really awkward as professional boxers. Like the first time I saw the Klitschkos, I'm like, these guys are really stiff. This is kind of weird. And they've since morphed into much better fighters. Seth Mitchell, the former Michigan State linebacker who turned boxer and won like his first 24 fights. Finally saw him fight on TV a few years ago. And I'm like, this guy is actually a heavyweight boxing contender? And he got knocked out in like the second round. And I think his career has been basically over since then. And you just don't know. I mean, boxing is littered with people that have no business being boxers. Where does Conor McGregor fit? I really don't know. I don't think he's anywhere near the competition level of Floyd Mayweather. And I've said it a million times. I don't think he's going to come near winning the fight. But could he beat some of the other boxers out there? Sure. Could he beat guys that are out there that are, 30 and 10 in their careers? Maybe not.
248-539-9797. Who's going to refuse to get McGregor Mayweather? Also, have you ever seen anything like this in sports before? Can you think of something comparable where it just doesn't feel like it's going to be that much of a competition and yet you want to watch anyway? I came up with the Dream Team. I liked Evel Knievel jumping the Snake River Canyon.
Well, the Dream Team one is great, though, because you knew they were going to win by 60 or 40 each game. And yes, I wanted to see. Absolutely, I wanted to see every second of that game. Yeah, I wanted to let's see which combinations they can throw out there and how dominant they can be. And then you get disappointed because Charles Barkley starts pushing around the Lithuanian players for no reason.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97 won the ticket. McGregor Mayweather, it's on. Anybody not going to buy this? Say no way. I'm not getting suckered into it. Most insiders say this isn't likely to be much of a competition, but it sure is expected to be a show. And what's interesting about it, it's different from all other, these sports that we're talking about, is that this is pay-per-view. So it's not like you can just say, I'm not going to watch it and turn it off. The conscious decision has to be made to buy it or go somewhere where it is going to be broadcast. So,
well, the estimate, I saw a story this morning at ESPN that talked about how much money this fight could make. And they're estimating that it would have more buys than the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight. Not by many, but still more. And that drew over 4 million pay-per-view buys. They think overall the money that the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight made, which was $600 and something million, they think that this fight will draw close to it, but not quite as much when all is said and done. Some of that is from the gate at the arena or the venue. Depending on which venue they go to, they could go to a venue that has more seating than the previous one. But they figure that the gate would be around $70 million for people that buy a ticket to the fight itself. But, of course, the big money is the pay-per-view money.
We'll get to your phone calls in a moment. First, Tigers in action tonight. Tonight's pitching matchup brought to you by Jimmy John's. Justin Verlander on the hill for the Tigers, 4-4 with a 4.68 ERA. Alex Cobb going for the Rays, 5-5 with a 4.29 ERA. Impress your guests with Jimmy John's catering with box lunches, mini Jimmy's, and tasty sides. JJ's is the life of the party. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh. 248-539-9797 to your phone calls. Brett in Rochester. Hi, Brett.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, so 3 points here. The one thing where you said, looking at this and comparing it to anything that we can relate it to, do you remember when Ocho Cinco raced a zebra?
Was it a horse or a zebra?
A horse, yeah, yeah. When he raced the horse. So that's kind of what this feels like. Like, oh, let's see if he, but no, it worked out just about the way we thought it would.
Okay.
So that one, as far as me seeing it, like, I'm very intrigued by it, but that would be a poor investment as far as spending your money on it. And you just wait 20 minutes after the fight, go online and find the highlights. And then as far as other people like verbalizing about it, I don't know if you saw the video, and it's not something that you guys would be able to air, but where Michael Rapoport and Rasheed Wallace kind of reacted to LeBron losing. He came out and kind of talked about how he thought that this was just it's about to be a pillow fight and how bad it is for the sport of boxing. I just think that everything's just become such like a media circus that this was the right move to draw people from. You got MMA versus boxing now. MMA's got their guy. Boxing's got their guy.
Is it bad for both sports?
I think the outcome could be, because you just have such a degree of separation where, like, if this is MMA's guy and he just gets demolished, then you set back that MMA argument of what an MMA fighter could do to a boxer in the ring as a boxer, like, you know, 100 years back. But obviously there's not a boxing fan out there that would say Mayweather would last with McGregor in the octagon.
I just find it – I do question the health. I mean, Gator, you know more about this. If this goes as expected and McGregor gets destroyed, okay, what does that do for MMA?
I don't think it impacts it all that much. They're two different sports. Boxing is but a part of mixed martial arts. What you can do in boxing, yes, you can do in MMA, but what you can do in MMA, you can't do in boxing.
I agree with you, Gator. I don't think it sets back MMA much, if at all. The only thing it would say, though, is boxing is one specific skill, okay? You can't just switch, I boxed a little bit in MMA, or I used to box as an amateur, and then I can take on a guy who's 49-0, arguably the greatest boxer of this generation. Yeah, you can't do that. But otherwise, as a whole for the sport, yeah, I don't think it sets back the UFC or MMA, but it just shows you. That's one really, really different skill set.
But it goes the other way, and where you have the best wrestlers in the world end up going the MMA world, and they actually can be quite successful. The best karate practitioners or judo practitioners or jiu-jitsu practitioners in the world get into MMA, and they become very good at it. But we have yet to see a top-notch boxer get into MMA and have any kind of success, because it really is a limited skill set. And you make more money in boxing potentially than you do in MMA. So I think that's why you don't see the boxers getting into the mixed martial arts world all that much. I think there have been a couple guys that have tried and embarrassed themselves.
248-539-9797. I do know that there is a McGregor can win crowd. I know you're out there, and I will troll for your phone calls. I'm flat out. If you think he can win, we want to hear from you. Calvin writes in, I don't want to see it. Next one, this fight is like Jordan playing baseball. Next one, Mayweather might as well be fighting a 65-year-old woman. He has nothing to gain by beating an MMA fighter, but everything to lose. It's from Todd. Well, I thought I saw that McGregor, the estimates are coming out how much money McGregor's going to make, and it's at $100 million. And Floyd's going to make a lot more than that. So that's what he has to gain. Now the question is, does he even need it, given the money he's banked already? But
this is easy money for Mayweather. How can he turn down $200 million to fight a guy who's never fought a professional boxing match before? And for McGregor's part, he's a winner too. The guy's getting over $100 million for a fight. It's something he's never done before. Good job, McGregor. Good job. They're just ripping off the fans.
He's laughing all the way to the bank.
Yep.
And then he'll come back to the UFC, and his first fight back in UFC will be a record draw.
NBA Finals, same category. We knew the result. Lots of people watched. Product was terrible. Next one. It's going to be a joke. Only fools will pay for it. It's next one. It's Chad Johnson racing the horse or opening Al Capone's vault. That's from MB in St. Clair Shores.
Chad Johnson beat the horse, by the way.
From Carl.
Got a head start, but he beat the horse.
This fight isn't going to be easy for Mayweather. Connor is 12 years younger, and don't forget the fact that he is Irish. I lived in England for 6 years, and the Irish people I knew were scary tough.
We forgot about that part.
Didn't Ireland invent boxing? Someone called us with that. So yes, that's why McGregor's going to win. Yes.
Good God. That's just so ridiculous.
Well, Mayweather did fight the big show at WrestleMania. It's going to be as bad as that. That's from Ryan in Ferndale. Doug, stunts like Mayweather-McGregor have no place in sports. Conor McGregor and Mayweather will be as entertaining as Michigan State versus Alabama in the playoffs.
Oh, boy. As far as it being a stunt, I think a stunt is having Karl Malone fight in boxing. You know, having Ron Artest fight Ben Wallace so everybody can see. That's a stunt. Conor McGregor's a trained fighter.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a trained professional boxer, but he's a trained fighter who does have skills. It's a bit of an exhibition here, but not real. I mean, I think Floyd's going to kill him. But I don't think McGregor's going to look terribly out of place getting beat.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.